More than a dozen new state laws are now in effect, including one that changes the election calendar. The Cherokee Nation launches an initiative to boost economic development in vulnerable areas. And options for getting rid of your Christmas tree. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, January 5th. I'm Deborah Schar. A new law aimed at simplifying state elections and boosting participation went into effect this year. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has details.
Written by Republicans Senate Pro Tem Lonnie Paxton and Edelman Representative Mike Osborne, Senate Bill 652 limits the number of Oklahoma election dates to 5 in any given year on specified Tuesdays in February, April, June, November, and December. The law allows for some flexibility around special elections and ballot initiatives. It technically took effect in November, but its changes to Oklahoma elections start this year, and it's likely to have an outsized impact compared to other new laws, because it affects every registered voter in the state. In a late December press release, Osborne says the election reform, quote, provides relief by creating a predictable schedule that saves time, reduces administrative strain, and helps counties be good stewards of taxpayer dollars. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
The Cherokee Nation is launching a new effort to boost small businesses in some of the poorest areas of northeastern Oklahoma. An executive order signed by Principal Chief Chuck Hoskins Jr. creates designated opportunity zones where business owners can access expanded resources. The zones include census tracts with poverty rates above 19% or counties labeled as persistently poor by federal agencies. The Cherokee Nation chief tells the Tulsa World newspaper, the goal is to attract private investment and create jobs in communities that have long been left behind. About 180 tracts qualify across Oklahoma and neighboring states. Backpacks filled with bug nets, nature journals, and other activities could be available in your rural Oklahoma library. Anna Pope reports libraries outside Oklahoma and Tulsa counties are part of a backpack program that teaches kids about invasive species.
The Oklahoma Forestry Services launched a rural library backpack program in 84 Oklahoma libraries outside the state's major metropolitan areas. Kids of different ages can grab a backpack from their local library and get outside to learn about the state's forests and the invasive species creeping in. This is the first round of backpacks. Oklahoma Forestry Services Education Coordinator Tony Pascal says there will be more rounds focusing on other topics, but this first backpack round hits home with the agency.
I think it's something that captures students' interest, you know. I think it's also something that's really important to us at Forest Service about how we want to make sure that our forests and ecosystems are kind of protected.
A U.S. Forest Service grant funds the program and will support multiple similar projects. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
Oklahoma's largest cities also have recycling programs for Christmas trees. We get details on that from Grayson Wheeler.
Your Christmas tree could have another life as mulch for somebody's garden. Oklahoma City residents can drop off live trees between dawn and dusk at Will Rogers Park or Wheeler Park through January 15th. Residents can also pick up mulch at those same times and locations. You don't have to bring a tree to take mulch, or vice versa. But you do need your own shovel and container if you want to bring some mulch home. Tulsans can also bring live trees to the city's year-round mulch site just east of the airport. You need proof of residence to drop off a tree, but anybody can pick up mulch. Another holiday sustainability reminder, you can recycle some wrapping paper, but not if it's shiny, glittery, or difficult to rip. That likely means it contains plastic. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.